Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business.
Hi there. Welcome back. We are now moving on to the next important topic of creating a quarterly map. All right. So it's very simple. Thinking about your 12-month breakthrough and everything that will create its success over the next four quarters. So think about 3, 6, 9, 12 months from now. All right, so we're gonna look at this in three different ways. First way you're gonna look at it is, what does your progress look like related to your 12-month breakthrough goal specifically? What does progress on that goal look like? So in 3 months, where should you be? 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. So start to write that down. What that looks like. How do you measure success on your breakthrough goal? If you're increasing the number of prospects, for example, from 1,000 to 2,000, 1,000 per month to 2,000 per month. So today there are 1,000 and you want to break through so your prospects per month are 1,000, double them. Then where were you going to be in 3 months? Maybe you've gone from 1,000 to 1,200 prospects per month or per. And then in 6 months, maybe you're at 1,500. And at 9 months, maybe you're at 1,750. And in a year, you make it all the way to 2,000. So you want to think about progression of your breakthrough goal over the next 12 months by quarter. The second thing you want to think about is the performance improvements that are going to lead to your success. So you already know what the accelerators are, because you thought about them in our SWOT analysis, and you're going to know what the constraints are, and you're going to know what's really going to move things forward, right? So what are those activities that will, if you improve the performance, would help with that 12-month? So maybe you need to increase the number of visitors to your page, or maybe there's, maybe you know that in my business, it's all about hiring nurses. So how do we have more interviews? If every month we have 500 interviews and in 12 months we had, instead of 500 interviews, we have 3,000, we're gonna have a massive breakthrough in the number of people we hire. So what are those precursors, those leading indicators that will drive success of your 12-month goal? And map out, think about over the next quarters, what are those performance improvements going to look like? Now, number of X that you're going to have per week, per month, that will, if you had that performance level increased would guarantee your 12-month breakthrough goal would come out. The third area to look at when thinking about your quarterly map and having breakthrough achieved is you want to think about the system improvements that you need to make. So maybe you need a new CRM system, or maybe your existing financial system isn't tracking information properly, so you can't really measure and you can't really discern how you're doing. Maybe that's something you need to improve. Maybe you need to implement a whole new sales strategy and hire a new sales director and have them implement that strategy over the next, you know, hire them in 3 months, have them implement a new strategy in 6 months, train people and hire three new salespeople in 9 months, and have a fully operationalized team that is performing at a certain level that you define 12 months from now. Again, that would be something that would help you create and deliver the 12-month goal. So think about, over the next 12 months, all the things you can do that will create that result and what goals, what milestones you're going to hit over those 12 months. So right now, go ahead and think about the first 3 months. What do you want to achieve in the first 3 months? Write it down. Yeah. Progress on 12-month goal. What are your milestones for the first 3 months? Where do you want to be on your 12-month breakthrough? Where do you want to see performance improvement? Measurable. What are the systematic improvements, the projects that need to be implemented, the solutions improved? Just write them down, brainstorm. Okay. Now think about where you're going to be 6 months from now, right? Halfway to your breakthrough goal. Where are you with your breakthrough? How do you measure its progress? What are its goals? What are the performance improvements? How have you amplified certain behaviors, activities, levels of performance? How have you improved your systems, your operations, your technology, your training, your team? Okay, now we're going to look at 9 months, 3/4 of your way to breakthrough. What has to be in place by then? What does progress look like for your 12-month breakthrough goal? Notice how certain kinds of performance have improved. What is that measurable performance improvement 9 months from now? And what are the systematic improvements? System improvements, product improvements, service improvements, new ways of handling customer service, new hires, new strategies implemented, new recording systems in place. Okay, and now finally, let yourself see where you're going to be 12 months from now. You hit breakthrough. And what else is true? Where are you in your performance? What are those things that you achieved in those last 3 months that just made it happen? Performance improvements, system improvement. Nice work. Very nice work. So now the last step is simply to take that brainstorm and identify your three top goals for each quarter. Right? So You want to map out your breakthrough goal, where you're going to be on that is your first goal for every quarter. And then the other two goals, you want to identify the key performance improvements, you want to see new results in place, as well as, are there specific goals that are related to a project, to an outcome, deliverables, implementation. And pick the three that are, the biggest drivers you want to make sure are in place each quarter. And then just thank yourself. In this very short exercise, you just created a map from where you are, where you want to be. Don't worry, you can improve it. You can iterate on it. You can get other people's feedback. You can verify and test and all those things. You can change it. But right now you have done this incredible exercise of moving a concept into a plan. So congratulate yourself. Nice work. And now let's move on to the next episode. You're going to take this quarterly map and distill it down to a 30-day plan. Won't take long. So go ahead and take a quick break and come right back. See you in a few minutes.
Is your business ready to accelerate? Take the Business Acceleration Readiness Assessment today and find out now at www.aforceforgood.biz/quiz. Take the 5-minute assessment and you will receive an instant response on the 4 essential areas of alignment needed for business growth. You will also receive 4 free tools specific to your situation to help you and your team accelerate success right away. Go to www.aforceforgood.biz/quiz and find out what you can do to accelerate, impact, scale, and profit today.